From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We return now to our occasional late summer series examining the role of the porch in American life. As we've been pondering the glories and the history of the porch, we notice that a number of them across the country share a certain feature. In many cases, the ceiling is painted blue, sometimes bright, sometimes subtle, sometimes tending a bit toward periwinkle or more toward the turquoise hues of the ocean. In any case, it got us wondering, what's the story behind the blue ceilings? Coincidence, trend, or talisman?
I'm more preferential toward the periwinkle. If you give me a second, I'll pull the chip.
At Strohsnyder's Hardware Store in Bethesda, Maryland, way back in the corner, past housewares and the storage bins, you'll find the busy paint department, where Carl Langhorn is the assistant manager. He says that week after week, without fail, customers come searching for a specific shade of paint for their porch ceilings.
Relax. What's the color that you usually paint ceilings? The blue color.
Thinking that there's
there's a standard, like a ceiling white. They think there's a ceiling blue, you know, or I want that blue, the color of the sky. I want it to feel like the sky, like open. I don't want to feel boxed in, you know. Well, what sky? Is it a rainy day sky? Yeah, sunny day sky.
And, as it turns out, the theories about the origins of the custom vary, too, and there are a lot of them.
Some people want it because it's the sky, it makes them feel open. It's a blue color, which is calming and relaxing. Then, if you're from the American South, and depending on your nationality and, you know, where you're from, you would believe that it chases away evil spirits. It brings good luck, good fortune, so everybody has, you know, something.
In the South Carolina Low Country, they have a name for that blue on their porch ceiling.
We call it Haint Blue.
That's Alfonso Brown. He's a guide with Gullah Tours in Charleston, South Carolina, which means he knows quite a bit about why people paint their porches with Haint Blue.
Haint is a spirit. Haint is just a ghost. Haint Blue. There are a couple of things about that blue. The blue is believed to ward off evil spirits. We'll take the blue and we'll trim the windows around, you know, the molding around the windows, we do that blue, and around the doors, because blue wards off evil spirits, and then it keeps the hags from coming in at you. The hags can't stand the blue.
The hags?
I guess that's another subject, isn't it?
Who are the hags?
A hag was like a person who could come out of their skin, and they would ride you. In other words, I don't want to make it sound like some sexual connotation, but my grandparents and my cousin, all of them would tell about hag ride me last night. And I knew who it was, too, because I remember that old lady. I saw the way she looked at me, and I just knew she was going to ride me. And so hag was just a little old person who, I guess, didn't have a life and had the ability to basically come out of their skin. So what you would do, you would if you have an idea who it is, and you kind of track that person down at night, and when the person come out of their skin, you sprinkle some salt on their skin, and they can't go back on it, so that's revenge against the person, you know, the hag. Or at night when you go to bed, there are a lot of folks who like to put the broom across the door, because the hag can't cross a broom.
Mm-hmm. Alfonso, what happens out there in the low country? What happens under those blue ceilings out on the porch?
Talk. Just mumble and talk and easy life. After you work all day, And people, neighbors will come by and you will sit on the porch and you just talk about things. You just talk.
Paint a picture for me. What would I see?
This lady, my grandmama, would sit on the porch and one of her neighbors would come by and, Phyllis, how you do today? Oh, gal, I write ya. Kind of hot today. Hey, God, it's sure enough hot, but and that's God's business. Yeah, sure enough. And he'll talk, hey, I go into, you on the church, go on the meeting tonight? Yeah. I go on the meeting, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be right there. And I hear about Annabelle's sick. Oh, God, he's sick. Yeah. He tell me he's sick unto death. Sick unto death. And, I tell you, ain't long now. Gracious God, I tell you, it sure ain't long. I tell you, you have to live right. That's right, you have to live right. And this talk. There's nothing in the scenery that presents new conversation. You know, it's not in the city where you see a truck going by or you see a car going, well, who that fella is over there? You see a lot of people. It's in the country. All you see is bush and trees and bugs and snakes, and that's basically it.
Now, there are other theories behind the blue paint. Some say it helps extend daylight as dusk begins to fall, and many, including Alfonso Brown, believe that it helps keep bugs away, especially bees and wasps that might try to build their nests in porch ceilings.
We didn't have any trouble with bees making their nests up in the ceiling of the porch, because that could be very uncomfortable if you want to sit on your porch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I later found that bees do not want to have that open look of the open air, the blue. You know, they want to be protected, like. And with that blue, it looks like it's open skies. And so they wouldn't build a nest under there. It works.
Now, we can't really test Alfonso Brown's theory that blue paint wards off evil spirits or hags. We can call an expert in hopes of finding out if it really does ward off bugs. Nathan Irwin, director of the O. Orkin Insect Zoo at the Smithsonian Institution, would seem like the right guy to ask. While he knew about people painting their porch ceilings blue, he didn't know about the banish bugs theory. So he and his colleagues checked into it, and they found no scientific research on the subject of insects and blue porch ceilings. So he's issuing a challenge.
Well, I think it's certainly an interesting study to pursue, since there seems to be some anecdotal information, is taking that and running a number of tests. Maybe a good project for a college student or possibly a graduate student.
Any takers?
Hundreds of you have taken us up on our invitation to send us your porch stories, including Margaret Crum of Pittsburgh. She's a research assistant at a local hospital, and she lives in an old house that's been converted into apartments.
If it weren't for my front porch, I would never have known that the people living next to me are all from different countries. When the weather warmed up and we began spending time on our porches, we started talking. I've spent the most time with Mike. He's an older gentleman from Armenia. He comes over to my porch, and we try to talk, but neither of us seems to understand much of what the other is saying. On more than one occasion, he's given up on conversation and walked down to the drugstore on the corner. He comes back with a couple scratch-off lottery tickets, one for me and one for him. He hands me a penny, and we wordlessly reveal our inevitable losses. We say, next time, and understand each other right away.
That's porch sitter Margaret Crum of Pittsburgh.
If you'd like to read some of the other porch stories we've received, they're at our website, npr.org.